Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a pleasant day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Haifa enjoys clear skies, while Eilut remains sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, senior military officials warn that the heart of the country, Judea and Samaria, could become the next hotspot, even as tensions rise in Gaza and Lebanon. Also, from the Times of Israel, a reunion of Entebbe raid survivors reveals shaken faith in Israel's rescue promise after the October 7th incidents. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the abduction of Captain Daniel Perez during the attack on Kibbutz Nahal Oz. Separately, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency highlights the enduring legacy of the Entebbe raid, a storied chapter in Israel's military history. And finally, the post from earlier today captures the ongoing reflections from the Entebbe reunion, focusing on the emotional responses of those once held hostage. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News, a prominent Israeli news outlet, shared just minutes ago that Jewish and Indian leaders are expanding their global alliance at a summit in Tel Aviv. Al Arabiya English, a major news network, posted earlier today about regional developments. I24NEWS, an international Israeli broadcaster, reported earlier that Iran has launched a six-day funeral procession for Khamenei, stretching from Tehran to Mashhad. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Judea and Samaria. Walla reports that military officials are closely monitoring the region, concerned that it could ignite into conflict akin to recent events in Gaza. This focus comes as Israel continues to manage threats on multiple fronts. The implications for residents are significant, with increased military presence and potential security operations. Turning to the Entebbe reunion, the Times of Israel highlights how the once celebrated rescue operation now casts a shadow of doubt among survivors. The events of October 7th have prompted deep reflection on Israel's ability to protect its citizens abroad. For many, this is a poignant reminder of ongoing security challenges. Meanwhile, the JNS story on the IDF's recent operation marks a significant development. The elimination of Mohammad Jandia, responsible for the abduction of Captain Daniel Perez, underscores Israel's ongoing counter-terrorism efforts. This strike follows a tragic incident where hostages were lost to friendly fire, raising questions about operational execution. Linking back to the Entebbe narrative, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency illustrates how past military successes continue to influence public perception and policy. The legacy of such operations remains a critical part of Israel's identity and strategic considerations. In earlier reporting, the emphasis from the Entebbe reunion reflects on the lasting emotional and geopolitical impact of these storied events. Such reflections are vital as Israel navigates current and future security landscapes. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Dror Litvak, CEO of Manpower Group Israel, emphasized at a recent conference that AI is not a replacement for human abilities, despite ongoing high-tech layoffs. Separately, Walla Business outlines the Ministry of Health's preemptive measures against Ebola, launching a campaign as a safeguard against potential outbreaks from incoming travelers. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, a critical reform for small businesses has stalled in the Knesset as disagreements have delayed the establishment of a new business database and credit rating system. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.